This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's a Jack and Dean podcast on Joy.
I love cycling for exercise, but I'm just not confident city cycling. Like, I used to cycle so much as kids. We used to be on BMXs, go around on the dirt track, and we used to grow up near the creek and blah, blah, blah. But as a mode of transport, I am too anxious.
Mm. But producer Annie, you've been spending a bit of time in the saddle, so to speak.
In the saddle, my crotch hurts. You do get stronger in that region. And,
I'm doing buck riding here.
What do you mean strong? Because it's a muscle.
Yeah, I think because at first I thought I need a new seat because this is not padded enough. It's hurting a lot. But my friend said, just stick it out and you will get stronger there and it will become resilient. So it's
like calloused? Goodness me.
It doesn't become like an elephant hide or something like that. No.
Now, you're in training for something. The reason you're doing all this cycling is you're in training for something. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on.
Mm. Yeah,
but you had to buy a new bike, didn't you?
I did. I unfortunately put all my eggs in one basket and thought I could borrow a friend's bike, but I took it to the shop and they told me it was worth $200 in scrap metal. So, unfortunately, I had to...
Pretty good.
Yeah. invest in a new one. And I went for a group ride on the weekend and I got asked by all these cyclists what I named my bike. And
what?
I didn't... they said, it doesn't have a name, and they got annoyed at me. They're like, you better pick a name.
Are these hardcore people?
Yeah, they're hardcore Lycra people. So they had, someone else had their model of bike was a Trek Amonda, and they named it Emmett, and other people, had names like that, maybe not creative, some were creative, but then I had to go back home and think of a name for it. So my bike's purple, and it changes colour in the light, like different lighting. It's kind of like a Christmas beetle. So
Purple Rain, Prince.
Yeah. Prince could have been a good name, maybe, but I'm convinced it's a female bike. I want to be riding a chick.
sister. You're on Joy.
Yeah, I'm all about the feminism of it. I believe it'll be better for my mental health if I am feeling that all-female power. So I thought I would name it Beat. Spelt B-E-E-T, short for beetle, and also short for beetroot because it's purple. So I reckon, that goes pretty well. And I've added an extra layer because I like wordplay, and it is a homophone for beat, B-E-A-T, because I like to think I walk through life to the beat of my own drum.
Oh, you've really thought this.
I have. You cycle to the beat of your own drum.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes you can't listen to music when you're writing, so I do have to make my own beats in my head.
Which I think is a very good rule. Because I know a lot of people that do listen to, they're speeding along, blaring their headphones.
Headphones,
there's car doors
blaring.
Happening, there's people doing things.
It's not good.
Yeah, once I got told off for that, I do not do that anymore.
But it's so
you've
dangerous
named your bike, and sometimes
everyone.
People name their cars, sometimes people name other appliances around the home.
Or their body parts.
Or their body parts.
They name the girls, they name the boy, name the boy and girls.
So names for things. Yeah. Maybe this could be a competition. What do you reckon?
I reckon it sounds pretty good.
I'll give you an example. I get the hint. Thank you.
I just had to give away.
I was getting to it. I'm hopeless. We have a double pass. We have a double pass, Dean. Have you seen this? It is to the White Crow. I love that noise. The White Crow is the incredible true story of the legendary dancer...
Rudolf Nureyev.
Thank you. Brought to life by the Academy Award nominee, Ralph Fiennes.
Is it Ralph or Rafe?
Ralph.
Oh, I thought it was Rafe Fiennes.
Oh, here it's spelled Ralph.
Oh, okay, Ralph.
All right. His escape to the West stunned the world at the height of the Cold War, and The White Crow is a look at the unique artist who transformed the world of ballet forever. Opening July 18th at Cinema Nova. God, I love Cinema Nova. Book now at Cinema... Book, where are we, Dean?
Cinema Nova.
CinemaNova.com.au. Thanks to...
Cinema Nova.
Cinema Nova. So, The White Crow, ballet...
And to go into the draw, you must be a joint member, not a part of anything in the last
7 days.
7 days. We want to know,
what do you name things? What object do you have that's been named, and what is that name?
Maybe your ballet shoes. Maybe
yeah,
they've got names.
I'll kick you off. A friend said she bought a car. It was secondhand. It's burgundy. She has named it Ron Burgundy.
I used to have a car before I crashed it. Doesn't matter. Different story, different time. And it was called Zippy because the old lady I bought it from goes, it used to zip around to the shops and I called it Zippy.
Aww.
And then I zipped into the back of someone's car.
So tell us, what
for
do you
example.
Name your thing? 0427 join949 or on air at joy.org.au.
We wanted you to answer a question.
Inspired by something that happened to me on the weekend, which was I've taken up cycling. I'm fundraising for a charity and riding a ridiculous number of kilometres. So I have
too many,
550.
On
too
a bike.
Many. On a bike, yes. On my horse. No, I'm not that privileged. I had to buy a bike and I've named it. And I've named my bike Beet because it's purple, like a beetroot, or a Christmas beetle because it changes colours depending on what light you're in. And this is a completely new thing to me. I've never named anything like my car or any of my body parts.
But you're pressured by your cycling gang.
Yeah, my gang, the posse, has pressured me. So now I own this thing and it had to be a female bike. I was all about that female empowerment. It didn't feel right because when you're cycling, you are one with this piece of metal. It is like part
really?
Of you. It feels, yeah, when you're connected to it, it feels like you're running really fast or that it is an extension of your body. So, yeah, tell me, what have people said? What do they name
their things? 0427 join949 or on air at joy.org.au. It is going crazy.
Crazy.
Matt from Yarraville. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Matt says, I name my cars. I think that's a common thing to name your cars.
Yeah, I think it is.
And they've all been boys.
Oh, I thought they were always girls.
Well,
doesn't matter.
Matt's case.
Doesn't matter.
No, in Matt's case, they've all been boys.
Yep.
He likes boys, I think.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Do the names appear?
I'm going to ride in
the name. So Matt's current car is named Fonzie.
Fonzie.
Oh. Well, there you go, Mr. Winkler. And Nathan's text in.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
Hello.
Nathan has said, again, it's a car. My car was originally named Steve, but as he got older and started blowing smoke, this changed to Stove because he's a bit
that.
Of a cooker. Also a great Bridesmaids reference, which is a great movie.
That's
there you
a
go,
movie.
Stove.
Uh-huh. We've got Scott from Flemington.
Hi, Scott.
Hey,
how are you doing?
So Scott says, hey, lovelies. Well, hello, Scott. I have a pet seagull who I call Stephen. Stephen Seagull.
Oh, darling. You name pets. Get out of here. But also, thank you. We love you very much.
Scott.
Give him a chip.
Draw.
Yeah.
This is from Shai. Shai says, I named a rope mask after my friend because she wouldn't come away on a trip with us. But the rope mask did. And the rope mask is named Judy.
My goodness.
And it's still up in the garden what, 3 years
what's
later.
What's a rope mask?
Is that a sex mask?
Oh, I don't know.
Or
do
is
I
that
need to get
macrame?
Googling?
You get, maybe get Googling it.
And why is it in the garden?
So many questions.
Or is it a mask in a ship?
Everything it's coming up with is like a piece of art.
Right,
do
okay.
Do you see? I don't...
Oh, like a... Maybe
like
it's
a mask, like a mask mask.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking it was sex thing.
Maybe it is.
It's
can you please text us back? 0427 Joy 949. Is that a sex thing?
But if you want to go into the draw, it's to go to win the
also,
double pass, to go
to the White Crow,
White Crow,
a beautiful ballet movie about a legendary dancer.
Rudolph Nureyev. 0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au. Tell us, what do you name? What,
yes.
What is the thing and what do you name it?
Yeah, it could be a sex thing.
Could be. You're enjoying. Now, before that song, we were talking, because we're trying to give away a double pass to go and see...
The White Crow at Cinema Nova, opening July 18th.
And we've asked the question, if you name something, like a car or a bike or any object...
Whatever.
What do you name it? And Shay emailed through to say that they have a rope mask named Judy. And we
yes.
weren't sure if the rope mask was something a bit saucy.
Yeah, I got Googling and it looked very artistic.
So a bit
but
kinky.
But Shay has emailed back, so thank you very much. Put our minds at rest. It is not a sexy thing.
Okay.
But not yet anyway, they say.
So we were joking, Jack thinks it could be a segment. You know, is that a sex thing?
Yeah, could be
we
any.
Don't know.
Oh, if you try hard enough, it all is. Yes, we put the question out to, what do we have? What do you name it?
What do you have? What do you name it?
I am not going to explain that further.
Yeah, what's your bike? What have you named your bike, Annie?
I've named it Beet, B-E-E-T, like a Christmas beetle or a beetroot because it's purple.
Which is new to you.
It's
you
totally
were,
new. This
you were forced
concept is
by
foreign.
Your bike gang.
Yeah, I have
they
a bike
ganged
gang.
Up on you.
They did, and they all had names for their bikes, and they said, you really must. So I'll go back next week and
you
tell
must.
Them. Yes.
So then we were asking, what do you have? what do you name it?
And we've had a message in from Darren on 0427JOY949. Mm. And Darren says, my car is called Connie.
Connie, yes,
because she's nice. A convertible.
Makes Connie, sense, doesn't con, it? Con.
But also, Darren has a rose bush out the front of the house.
I beg your pardon.
Which is named Trifford. Because each time you walk past, you get hooked on the branches.
What do you name your rose bush, Jack?
I think it's Day of the Triffids. I assume that's what it is, Darren. You're talking the Day of the Triffids when the Triffids... you know, a sci-fi what? Thing. We're back in the 80s. You guys know about the 80s.
Kind of like Little Shop of Horrors, like something that takes over,
BBC
right?
Seymour.
Mm. All right. And we've had Terry from Coburg.
Hey, Terry.
I don't really understand this one, Dean. You'll have to talk me through it.
Okay.
I call my Willy Wonka. That's funny.
Yes, yeah, buddy. Thank you, Terry, for making us laugh.
Who wants to go to the chocolate factory?
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.